gives us dream virtues for ourselves, never in 100 years. Joseph, his dream was to sit down in the land of Canaan next to his father, I'm sure. As I mentioned, marry a lovely Jewish woman, have some kids, and enjoy life. That would have been his dream. He had no idea that God had a different dream for him, and that meant to be sold cruelly by his brothers to be in Egypt. But there, of course, we learned that God had all kinds of other dreams prepared, even a dream for him in prison, because God is bigger than our failed dreams. And he recreates new ones in accordance with the circumstances in which we find ourselves. He's always got something new for us. Did God have any dreams for these brothers? Yes, he sure did. I mentioned it before, 15th chapter of Genesis, God says, Abraham, your children, your descendants are going to be in the land, and then they're going to be taken into Egypt. The brothers, they blew it. They were cruel, and God does not in any way get them off the hook because of that cruelty. They were a group of half-brothers, as we learned, from 4 different mothers. This motley crowd of guys who just, no wonder they didn't get along. And yet, they are going to be the ones who will be the beginners of what we call the 12 tribes of Israel. God had a dream for them. And you know that even despite their failure, somehow it came about, doesn't mean that we excuse their failure. It simply means that in the midst of human failure and disappointment and crushed hopes and expectations that we hoped would come to pass but don't, in the middle of all that, there still is God. And I say to those of you today who have brought your shattered dreams to this auditorium, to this sanctuary, I want you to know that at the end of your shattered dreams, there is still God. Still God. You know, the Puritans used to say, and this is a difficult quote because we may wonder whether it is really fair, but what the Puritans used to say is this, that he who has God and many other things does not have more than he who has God only. Wow, what he's really saying, those Puritans, they believed so passionately that if you had God, you could accept failed dreams, and you didn't need many dreams if God was the center of your life, because he would become your dream. That's what the Puritans believed. And I have no doubt in my mind that God shatters many of our dreams simply because he wants us to find him as our ultimate dream.